From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
I've been waiting a long time for this radio program. The first thing I want to do is bring my partner down in Dallas, Texas, at the Salem Radio Network on the air with me here for just a moment. Shanto, I want to bring your mic live, if I could, for just a second. How are you today, my friend?
I do very well, thank you, sir.
Couple things before I get going. A big program today, of course, the National Rifle Association 2017 annual meetings just wrapped up today. Man, it's been a very busy 3 days, a long 3 days, but an amazing 3 days, as it always is. But before I go there, Sean, I want to say happy anniversary. Now, those of you who listened to the daytime program heard me say this last week, but April 26th marks the 8th anniversary of Armed American Radio taking to the airwave, Shanto. And you've been here from day one with me the entire time. You know, and we couldn't do it without you. And thank you for everything you've done as we now head into tonight. Well, we're now into our 9th year, actually. And it has been quite the ride, brother. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark, always. I've enjoyed this.
AAR Shanto, you've got a new moniker, right? And that follows you around no matter where you go. And it's been a lot of fun. And this, here we are now, 9 years, heading into 9 years with you. And I just wanted to say that to open up this program. Fair enough?
Well, fair enough. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Hold on.
No, don't play it. I don't want to hear that right now. I can't. I don't have time for that. What Sean's getting ready to do is play that goofy. See, I had a fan of the program for years send me a Fred Flintstone and Wilma Flintstone anniversary clip, cartoon clip, that, you know, Barney was over at the, I was going to say computer, I know computer, at the piano, and they were singing that, happy anniversary, and they did it over, and it'll get in your head, and I don't want to do that to you today. So, Sean, I would appreciate it if you don't do that. But
oh, come on.
Thanks for the visual.
Let's get
rolling today. But happy anniversary to Armed American Radio. It's really been a wild ride, and to all of the, my gosh, I've lost count. It was hard to walk from one end of the hall in Atlanta over the past 3 days each day and get there in the amount of time I needed to get there, because so many of you came up and said hello and thanked us for what we do here at Armed American Radio, and it really, really means a lot. If you're interested in jumping in, and Sean, I'm getting a little bit of a loop back on there probably from your headset, but for those of you who do that, I really do appreciate it. If you want to comment, please join the hundreds that write me, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and give me your thoughts, good, bad, fun, whatever it is. I love reading those emails, and as you know, I'll get to as many of them as I can on the airwaves, but I do read every single one of them, so make sure to send them over. Okay, let me get started not from you, Sean. Let me get started. Okay, as I just told you, today saw the close of the 2017 National Rifle Association annual meetings, which happened to be held right down the road from these very Crossbreed Holster studios in downtown Atlanta, or Hotlanta, Georgia. And it was getting, you know, toasty hot down there. And all the fine folks from up in Minnesota and Wisconsin all saying, man, it's hot down here. I said, no, it's just cold up there, right? It's normal weather here. But this saw the close of the, you know, NRA's been around 146 years now. Long time. Oldest civil rights organization in America. I wonder if John Lewis, you know, civil rights icon John Lewis, I wonder if he knows that. Oh, John Lewis was with a handful, and I mean a handful, of orange T-shirt-clad Angry Moms Demand folks berating you and your civil rights. As sad as that is, that America's living, and he's a legendary guy. He is a civil rights icon, but he doesn't like your civil rights. He doesn't like your Second Amendment rights, and that's sad. That's truly sad. I'll leave it at that. But what exactly is the 2017 NRAAM, or annual meetings, the National Rifle Association? What are the meetings? What does it mean? Well, who attends? What is this? Every year I bring you a show after the meeting from wherever it is. So give me a minute. I'm going to explain that. But first, like an estimated 80,000 freedom-loving Americans, hear me though, 80,000 freedom-loving Americans. And this was held at the Georgia World Congress Center, a cavernous building. Best layout, by the way, of any of these conventions, including a SHOT Show I have ever attended over the last decade and a half. This one was. It truly was. The layout was amazing. If you were there, you know what I'm talking about. As cavernous as it was easy to find everybody and everything because of the layout. It was wonderful. The Georgia World Congress Center did an amazing, incredible job. And so did the NRA, for that matter, in laying it out. Got to give credit where it's due, right? But 80,000 people, it is held right in the shadow of the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the Falcon Stadium, right there at the Georgia Dome and Phillips Arena. It's all right there. And it's interesting because the CNN fake news headquarters is attached to the whole complex. It was, that irony was not lost on me. If I have time, I'll get to a piece by a CNN reporter. And I really, I hope I have time for it. I really do, because I really want you to read it. It was actually a very good piece. But 80,000 people, think about that. 80,000 people won't fit in the new stadium they're building. That's how many people were there. More people than can attend a Falcons game at full capacity. More people times 3.5 that could fit in Phillips Arena to watch a Hawks game, for example. So 80,000 freedom-loving Americans were there. And, of course, I attended all 3 days of this year's meeting and exhibits. So after leaving today, I took off a little bit early because I had to watch my daughter win her second lacrosse game in as many days to close out her season. Bless her heart and the team. They did great. The only 2 games they won out of 11. So it was fun to be there and watch her win the last game. And she scored a goal today. It was great. So after that, I sat down to do what I do every day, 6 days a week, in particular, a little bit longer day for the Monster broadcast, but that's to research and put together this radio program, and it takes hours to do. That's when I decided to just stop. I'm not going to do that today. I'm just going to let it rip. You see, unless you've ever attended a convention like this of so many like-minded people, in an exhibit hall full, it's really hard to imagine. So I'm going to try to play that theater of the mind with you. So think 80,000 Americans just like you. Now walk with me here. 80,000 freedom-loving patriots from all walks of life, black, white, red, yellow, brown, and any other color that the hateful mainstream media can lump other human beings into, which they do every day with reckless abandon. I'll just say this, that through every color of person that I saw and talked to cops by the dozens, veterans, active duty military, farmers, women, children, city dwellers, country folk, business leaders, attorneys, accountants, doctors, and Indian chiefs. You know who they are? You know who I saw? I saw your neighbors. I saw my neighbors. Our neighbors. I saw America. Tens of thousands strong in one huge cavernous, one huge cavernous room, celebrating freedom. Think about that. My kids attended. My wife attended. We got great pictures with Gabby Giffords and many others. We saw Mark Wills play country music at the FN booth. We met with all of you. That's who was there. You know what they want? You know what every one of those people want? They want nothing more than to be themselves. That's what freedom allows. They want to be able to choose to be who they are by themselves. Not the way some tin pot slob of a dictator tells them they're going to have to be, but free to be who they want to be. That's what's represented in gatherings like this. I saw the same thing in Fort Worth at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo just 2 weeks ago. Now, I'm going to run out of time, but I want to elaborate on this a little bit. And then when I come back, I'll give you, after I finish pontificating, I will give you the guest lineup. It's a good one. It always is. But we were all together in one big, giant room. All of us. You were there. Whether you were there or not physically, you were there. As an Armed American Radio fan, as a member, as a friend, as a gun owner, as a responsibly armed American, you were there. And I got to meet you this weekend, and it was a blast. When we come back, I'll continue, give you some ideas as to what it means, and then we'll go through the guest lineup with you. Armed American Radio's monster broadcast is right now. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The self-defense shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA self-defense shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right, so I got a funny. It's been a long weekend, okay? As some of the best radio is the radio you never get to hear. And the first thing I hear in my ear when we go to a break, and Sean says, "You're clear. And by the way, I think you meant Gabby Franco." And I said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, you called, because I just told you I met Gabby Franco. Saw Gabby Franco and with my kids and had some pictures taken." Well, Sean tells me I said Gabby Gifford instead of Gabby Franco.
I had to think about that a little bit. Hold on.
So I know there's thousands of people out there listening around the country from Florida to Alaska and parts unknown in between going, "What did he just say?" Well, let me explain. I've got multiple monitors going here. There is a piece I wanted to cover with you, Gabby Gifford's response to President Trump's NRA convention speech, and I was glancing at that when I said that, and that must have just slipped out. So I do apologize. I'll get to her later.
But you know what, Mark?
So thanks for telling me that, Sean.
You're welcome. But you know what, Mark? Here's the thing. If you got a picture with her, how much would it go on eBay?
I don't know.
That would
know.
Be
I would
great publicity for you.
Yeah, it'd be better publicity for her. Let me put it that way. I want to go back to my thoughts before I lose them. So, you know, like I said, it's been a long day. Look, let me put it this way. I live near the Georgia World Congress Center. And it is easier for me to stay downtown during an event like this than it is to drive back and forth, even though I live literally right around the corner. So let me put it this way. I had a $275 a night parking space. Okay, that's what it amounted to downtown because it was so much easier to do that. And you run into all kinds of folks. But anyway, lots of fun. So let me go back before I lose my train of thought here, okay? I was talking about who were there. Your neighbors were there. Just plain old freedom-loving Americans. But if you ask them why they're there, all of them tell you the same thing. They simply want nothing more to be free and to be left alone, just like you, no matter their place in life, no matter where they're from, no matter what their income is, no matter what they do for a living or don't do for a living. They all share that one desire, to be free, just like you do. And they're all in that huge hall year after year celebrating who they are, free Americans. No matter where the convention's held, they show up by the tens of thousands. Then there are the few dozen protesters. Bob Owens at BearingArms.com. Thursday night, went and had dinner with Mr. Gottlieb, Alan Gottlieb and his family, and I run into so many folks at the restaurant in downtown Atlanta. Just people coming up. There you are. It's just incredible. And I saw Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. And Bob, you know, if you remember a couple years ago, Bob exposed the lies of the Every Town for gun safety grabbers, gun grabbers and haters, freedom haters, out there doctoring photographs, trying to make their gathering of a few dozen people look bigger than it was. Well, Bob did it again this year. He's got a great photo of it up. Check him out on his Twitter page, Bob Owens. It's an awful lot of fun. Just check out Bearing Arms, BearingArms.com. But you know, I got to tell you, there's a few dozen protesters out there clad in orange. I never saw them. I saw the photographs of them. But standing somewhere with a bullhorn yelling and screaming to any hateful media outlet who will listen to them and give them a voice. That's exactly what happens. But they blame the NRA for the crime on Chicago streets, and when they blame the NRA, who are they blaming? They're blaming you. Even if you're not a member of the NRA, they're blaming you. Because to them, the NRA represents every single freedom-loving American and extremist in this country, because that's what freedom-loving Americans are to them, because your guns represent your freedom. And they hate you. They can't stand you. So they are, in fact, bashing you, your neighbors, your doctors, your lawyers, your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your sons, your daughters, the veterans who protect them, the cops and EMTs who they count on every day to protect and save them. It's really quite astonishing. But to them, you're a monster. You're a dangerous extremist who hasn't yet committed a crime that you're bound to commit simply because you're a firearms enthusiast or take your own personal protection and that of your family seriously. To them, you are the problem that ails America. But you see, the reason they're so angry is because they're losing. And, of course, there was no better place in America. By the way, the safest city in America was Atlanta, Georgia, this weekend. Because if you put into practice, or if what they told you was true, this place would have been a disaster. Because, you see, I would bet better than 80% of the individuals in that Congress Center were armed, many openly carrying guns, legal, most concealed. Everybody had a gun. Safest city in America walking around downtown Atlanta this weekend because you were there. You being a freedom-loving, law-abiding, responsibly armed American. And they can't stand that. It destroys their narrative. But you see, they're losing. That's why they're so angry. Their arguments and descriptions of you are falling on deaf ears. So what are they doing? Trying to get louder and louder and louder. That's why you don't see Every Town for Gun Safety have a national convention for the last 146 years filling convention halls, and you never will. Because everything they tell you is a lie. So Atlanta wasn't the site of extremist gathering this weekend. It was the site of the annual gathering of free Americans who believe they know what's best for their families and communities. You, it was a gathering of freedom. So let's, if we will, contrast that with some statements from them. Have you signed up for their emails yet? Have you done that yet? Many of you have. I've gotten your emails, and I do appreciate that. It's an eye-opener, isn't it? When you do that, go over there. Sign up for Everytown. Go to everytown.org. Sign up. Get on their email list. It's difficult, but you get used to it. Mark, did you see Donald Trump speak at the NRA convention? Well, actually, I did. Over and over, he confirmed his unwavering support for the NRA's extreme agenda. He told them once, now keep in mind, NRA means you. Means gun owner. Whether you're a member or not, it means you. Extreme agenda. He told them once again that he'd never, ever let you down. But they say them down. I say you down because that's who they're talking about, is you. He told them, you, that they had a champion in the White House ready to fight for them, for their plans, for more guns in more places, for, and here comes the kicker, more dangerous people. They're not talking about the criminals in Chicago. They're not talking about the criminals in Baltimore. They're not talking about the people who murder police officers. They're not talking about the rioters and the looters that support their cause and their party. They're talking about you. Law-abiding, responsibly armed Americans by the millions. You are the dangerous people. So I want you to think about that. Never forget that. I'm not going to let you forget it. I can promise you that. And you're going to hear a lot of fun stuff today. Marcus Weldon is coming up next. He's the Santa shooter. He was charged with 7 felonies for defending himself and a partner that was with him. And he took it to trial. And an overzealous prosecutor who hated him lost. And he wrote a book about it, and I have a copy of it right here, signed by him. Marcus Weldon will be here right after this. You're going to hear from him what happens when the other side hates you so much they try to imprison you for the rest of your life for simply defending yours. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Boy, we're going to fill your prescription for freedom. Fresh off the heels of that huge, huge, huge gathering of tens of thousands of you, freedom-loving Americans, you bump into so many folks. And I bumped into my next guest, along with Maj Touré, the founder of Black Guns Matter, standing out in front of a booth. I walked up, I said, Maj, how the heck are you? Interview, because we had never met. Got a big hug, got a great picture, and Marcus Weldon, the Santa shooter. This is an unbelievable story. We'll keep Marcus as long as we have to because I want you to hear this. But these are the two individuals I bumped into on my way down that hall. It took me an hour and a half just to get there because I ran into so many fine folks and so many people that you've heard on this program over the years and so many people who listen just like you do that stopped and said, man, love the program. Thanks for what you do. Marcus, welcome to the show, brother. Great to have you here. Got your book in my hand. Let's start talking about it. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you? It was great to see you yesterday.
Yeah, it was great to see you, too. We had an opportunity to get together at the Gun Rights Policy Conference down in Tampa last year. I'm looking forward to hooking up with you again at the upcoming one and every event we can get to. First, let me get your description of what you saw this weekend. I opened up talking about freedom, that tens of thousands of people of all walks of life, of all colors, there, of all income levels, socioeconomic. Am I right? Tell me.
Oh, man. Well, I'd say this is my first actual NRA convention, and I was shocked. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, like you said, different races, different people coming together, you know, talking about their freedom, and it was just like a family that I never knew that I actually had. All the way across here in Atlanta, I mean, I met so many people, people from Utah, even people overseas. I mean, it was just so many people. Oh, yeah. It was overwhelming, but I'll tell you what, that was definitely a heartfelt moment when I was able to talk to you and so many other people and be able to share our experiences.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I had no idea where you were going. I had a feeling you were going to be there this year, and here I'm walking down, and I see Maj's dreadlocks. I'm like, oh, I got to cut right into that conversation, and I did. I walked right in and interrupted. I said, Maj, I'm sorry, but I got to say, hey, I'm heading down the other side. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio, he gives me a big hug. We got a picture. You were standing right there. I saw you there as well. So it was it was a really cool meeting, you know, and Maj had so many people coming up to him. Cameras were rolling. And when you hear the garbage, you know, about this being such an extremist, racist, redneck, you know, it's just, my gosh. And then you're there and you think, who buys into this stuff when it's our neighbors, man? It's our neighbors, you know, and you just said it. This was your first one. You just laid it bare for everybody. And I hope you're paying careful attention wherever you're listening to the program today to what you're hearing from Marcus. Marcus, I've got your book in my hand and I know your story. And I love having the signed copy. Thank you so much. The book is titled The Santa Shooter by Marcus Allen Weldon, Guilty Until Proven Innocent. What is The Santa Shooter? What is that all about?
Well, you know, Mark, 2014, I was dressed in a Christmas outfit, helping a young lady change her tire, was attacked after intervening and when she was being harassed by two individuals. It ended up being a situation where not only her life was threatened, but my life was threatened. I had to be forced to use deadly force, shot both the individuals. One of them both didn't die. One was on life support, but he ended up fleeing the country and left and went to Yemen, and which was his birth country, if I'm not mistaken, but didn't even come to court. Witnesses disappeared. The New York Times wrote up an article and said the Santa Claus shooter shoots two individuals over Mrs. Claus, which was the headline that they pretty much ran with.
All right, let me stop you there for a second because that's important. And I want, you know, I gave a talk at Viridian Laser Booth 2 days, both on Friday and on Saturday, Friday at 1 o'clock and Saturday at 3. And we talked about this very thing about the media and what the media is going to do and how the media will portray you if, in fact, you are forced to use deadly force in defense of your life, in this case, not only your life but someone else's life as well. So the media went out and just they create this moniker, this fake thing. They make this a phony story so that they can sell newspapers. We're talking about the New York Times here.
Yeah, New York. And I talk a lot about that. I have a chapter 5 in my book, Media Blitz. And what I did was I broke down how the media contrives and push stories to get ratings. And, of course, me having a Santa Claus suit and a gun, it just was the perfect story. And the young lady was dressed as Miss Santa Claus. So it was just the perfect scenario for them to run with and create an anti-gun story to really push their propaganda. And as soon as they got a hold of, hey, this guy is not a bad guy, then it became, wait a minute, maybe it's good Santa. Well, now we got a flip scenario here. Now we can make even more newspapers, and we can make even more ratings on our show. So they just really ran with it and actually didn't give a damn about my life because they just ran my entire name to the dirt. And I had to pretty much recreate myself and show them, hey, this is who I am. I'm not the Santa shooter. But unfortunately, hey, they put that name out there. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to give the book that title to let people know, hey, this is what happened, but here's the truth.
You know, it's interesting because one of the key things we talk about all the time, I won't go into too much of that because we've limited time with you. I'm probably going to wind up holding you another segment if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, good. I'm glad you can stay with us. I want people to hear the aftermath. That's what I want people to hear. Yeah. We're talking right now about what the media did to you before anything else happened. They dubbed you this. And the rest of the media picked up on this. Where did your self-defense incident occur?
It happened in Detroit. A gas station in Detroit downtown. And it happened around 1:14 a.m. So it was dark, late. And if you know anything about downtown, or not necessarily just downtown, but if you know anything about being out late at a gas station in Detroit, it's not the smartest thing. But unfortunately, I was there to help someone. She had a flat tire, so she needed my assistance. And she was also a friend of mine, so... which, you know, actually was the whole underlying reason why I was there.
Well, things happen for a reason. You were called there for a reason. Now, you know, in hindsight, we have the benefit of of that high definition rear view mirror vision, right? So we can look back and when you put all this in perspective and say, wow, you know, what would have happened had you not been there? That's really a story in and of itself based on what we know happened when you were there. And thank God for her that you were there, because both of you are alive today as a result of that. Now, they were, what was the first tip off that there was going to be trouble?
Well, I could tell there was going to be trouble when I seen I guess what happened in the beginning, I was actually off paying attention to the car. She walked over by herself, and one of the guys he seen, he thought that he had a damsel in distress by herself, so he figured it was an opportunity for him to go over there and, you know, pick. So I don't know if he was getting ready. We were trying to say, was he getting ready to snatch her? Was he just smacking her around a little bit? But he ended up getting physical, and I later on found out he was intoxicated and high off I believe it was some other drug. I know marijuana. It was a couple drugs that was involved. But it turned out when I seen her and it was about 15 feet away, they were arguing and kind of, you know, talking in really loud voices. And she was saying, hey, quit touching me, quit grabbing me. And that's when I approached and said, hey, what's going on here? You know, leave her alone. Found out that he had another buddy. So he had another one at the car. So I thought, okay, so now at the time I'm saying, hey, how many of them are there? You know, I see one, I see two, possibly a third one, who knows? And he started to, you know, physically assault me as well. And we got into a little physical altercation. The physical altercation escalated. Next thing you know, his partner decided that, hey, he's going to get involved. And so now I got two guys getting ready to come at me. So I didn't say, hey, listen, I got my firearm back up. And he said, oh, okay. So he runs back and grabs his firearm. And it just became a shootout right there in the parking lot.
You know, here, this is a classic case. And you and I have talked about this off air as well. But this is an absolute classic case of disparity of force, where you were stepping in to what would have been no doubt or was turning into a felonious assault on your friend. Yeah. Now, we've got 30 seconds, so let me just kind of close out this segment and take listeners away with this. When we come back, we'll get some more, because I want to go into the aftermath now. Tell us briefly what happened. As you said, the shootout occurred right there. We'll ask you to tell about that. Then I want to cover the aftermath. That's incredibly important. We spent a lot of time talking about that. I spoke about it on the floor of the convention hall as well. Excuse me. So I want listeners to hear what happens, because, again, I'm the good guy.
Right.
Everybody's going to know I'm the good guy. No, they don't. Marcus Weldon.
Exactly.
The Santa shooter, when we come back. He was the good guy. Back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. How the heck are you? We're talking with Marcus Weldon, otherwise known by the New York Times as the Santa Shooter. That's what he was dubbed by the New York Times, the Santa Shooter. All he did was defend his life. So I want to go here because I got to get a little business out of the way for it's a good opportunity for mention this to you. But the Gun a Day giveaway today is a Wilson Combat 92 Brigadier Tactical, giving away five of them today. Five of them. You have 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 20 seconds from right now. Five of them. And you also can put in there, you will be put in the running, whether you win the gun a day, one of the five guns or not, to win the Ultimate Home Defense Arsenal. Three of them valued at over $10,300 a pop. Okay? USCCAonAir.com. All you have to do is activate the self-defense shield. One of three levels, doesn't matter. All of the information is there for you. The single best self-defense coverage on the market. More about that in subsequent shows. I'll leave it at that for now. USCCAonAir.com. There's a chance for you. You have five chances today if you activate a self-defense shield from as low as $13 a month up to $30 a month. Silver, gold, or platinum up to $1.125 million in coverage, self-defense coverage. Markets know a little bit about that right now. What you're going to hear, it really explains it all by itself. USCCAonAir.com. Make sure to head over there and activate one of those. You might win one of those five Wilson Combat 92 Brigadier Tacticals. They are valued at $1,195 a pop. Welcome back to the show. Marcus, the book, The Santa Shooter, Guilty Until Proven Innocent. Shots are flying. What happens?
Well, after that, you got a whole long aftermath of another fight, Mark, and that's the fight in court. The fight with your freedom, the fight of having being, you know, locked up, the amount of money you're going to spend on forensic experts, self-defense experts, a course of attorney, bond, bail, all that in one. So you're talking about over 40, 50 grand worth of expenses, easy. And depending on how many charges you got, I had seven felonies. It can, you know, your bond can actually be increased, or you may not have a bond at all. So I mean, sitting in a jail cell, eating those bologna sandwiches, just waiting on what the verdict is going to be, or when you got a court case for your trial to come up. So that's what I was faced with, you know. And of course, when you got that long period of time, I think it was about 13 months I had to wait. You know, of course, having that hovering over your head for that long, no telling. A lot of people would have copped the plea and took a couple years in jail and said, hey, I'd rather just take my chances and just do this couple years in jail than face that possible 30 years in life in prison, because I don't have the money to consistently fight this case. I don't have the mental capability to actually sit here and take all this stuff coming at me at once. My family and everybody is, you know, they're not necessarily supporting me, because, of course, using a gun sometimes that might not, you know, you might not have that support. Fortunately, I did, but sometimes people, you know, they back up or get away from those cases. I don't want anything to do with that. You know, he's a bad guy. He shot somebody, according to the news. So, you know, friends turn on you. It's a lot of stuff you have to think about when you use your firearm.
Did you, boy, I'll tell you, man, oh, man, this is a program into itself here. I could go the remainder of the broadcast with you on this, and one day we will do that. It's the second time you've been on the show. We want to make it a third and go through this book with you piece by piece. But let's do this. Let me ask you this. Did you lose friendships? Did your family question you because of what they saw and heard in the media? Did they question
Not
your integrity?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, my family stood with me, you know, all the way through. I had certain friends that, I will say this, I had friends that didn't necessarily come to court because they felt that, hey, this was maybe a bad look. You know, I won't necessarily call them friends, actually, at this point. I'll call them just associates that I, you know, that I knew. I kind of look at it as just a sign from God saying, hey, look, these are who your true friends are. Now you see. But for the majority of the part, my people stuck with me. And the actual, when you read the book, actually, you'll see that I got a lot of support from the gun community. And that was kind of what I call a culture shock from the gun community that I necessarily didn't know about. And once I engaged in the Second Amendment family, they reached out and helped me as much as they could. And a lot of civil rights activists, they stayed away from the case because it just was not their cup of tea.
Hold it. You mean it didn't fit their narrative? That's what you just said. It didn't fit their narrative.
It didn't.
And that's it's critical.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's exactly what I mapped out in chapter 10. And I started to see that, hey, it looks like to me that I am not what fits their narrative. I wasn't killed by a police officer. Right. I wasn't, shot in the street, and my mom wasn't out crying. I was the one who was shooting and defending myself. So this time, my mom's crying because she wants someone to help me. But, oh, well, you don't fit the narrative of the usual, black man being shot by a cop.
Of course. There's nothing wrong with that at all. We talk about it all the time on Armed American Radio. You know, it's pathetic, and it, as sad as it is, but it is, and we can't shy away from that, period. All right, so you got charged. You had 7 felonies. What were the felony charges?
2 attempted murders, 2 assault to do great bodily harm, a felonious firearm, and I believe it was a felony firearm as well. They charged with felony firearm even though, you know, you have a CPO, but once you use it in the quote-unquote a felony, then they charge you with that charge, even though, they, of course, they have to prove that. But each one carried 5 years minimum.
Your life was done. You'd have been done.
You're done.
If you'd gotten out alive, you'd have gotten out, you know, in your 50s, your life destroyed.
Yeah.
And that's not taking into consideration what you would have had to have gone through to survive to that point. And it's horrendous. Fear. Tell me about the fear, the stress, the anxiety. What was happening to you when you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm the good guy here.
Yeah, the fear was horrible, man. I had to get in therapy, actually. I talk about me having this new alcohol problem. I was drinking. I was taking a lot of medication. I couldn't eat. I was sitting around nightmares, and it just became so stressful to the point where I wasn't working. I was taking time off work, and I'm sitting there in the house on tether. You know, I had a tether device, which restricts my limitations of where I can go, and I pretty much sat there, and the only thing that really pulled me through was my daughter, and looking at her in her eyes and realizing I had to snap out of this, and I couldn't go down this downward spiral of becoming a alcoholic and just giving up. So I put away all the drugs and the medication. They gave me Prozac. They would give me all kind of medication across the counter, and it was actually making stuff worse, but I really just need to sit and think and just pray, and that's what I did.
All right, you go to court. Prosecutor tried to paint you as the bad guy, didn't he? Didn't he?
They tried to, yeah.
Didn't they?
Yep, it was a she. Yep, they tried to paint me as the bad guy, which is something they always do. They tried to use everything, but I had good character witnesses, and evidence started to come up that they didn't talk about in the news.
Wait a minute. The news wasn't given the good side of you?
Oh, no. They didn't talk about the good side of me until everything was started to, until everything was over. But there was some evidence, 911 tape that wasn't admitted, where the clerks said it was two shooters. There was statements that they didn't want to come in that said that, hey, I shot three or four shots, and the other guy fired about one or two shots at me. That type of stuff they tried to withhold because the clerk disappeared.
All right, I got to stop you there because we're getting ready to end this hour, Marcus. But here's how I want my listeners to hear. Well, the last thing I want them to hear is you were acquitted. You heard not guilty.
Not guilty. Yep. Seven felonies. June 14, 2016, I was acquitted of all seven. Walked away a free man.
The book is The Santa Shooter by Marcus Allen Weldon. Pick it up on Amazon, I presume?
Yeah, Amazon's going up actually tonight. It's on my website, marcusweldon.com. They can always order from my website, and I'm getting up on Amazon as we speak.
All right, Marcus Weldon, thank you very much for being here. It was great seeing you this weekend. Look forward to another appearance on Armed American Radio with you. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never. And make sure to hit USCCA on air. Don't find yourself defenseless. We'll be back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.